Princeton University Press Audio presents Land of Wondrous Cold, The Race to Discover Antarctica and Unlock the Secrets of Its Ice, by Gillan Darcy Wood, read by Nigel Anthony. To my friends and family in the Southern Hemisphere, a kind of homecoming. And now there came both mist and snow, and it grew wondrous cold. And ice, mast high, came floating by, as green as emerald. Coleridge. Timeline of Antarctic Exploration, 1772 to 1917. From James Cook to the Heroic Age. Land of Wondrous Cold tells the story of the pioneer Antarctic voyages of 1838 to 1842. When British, French, and American commanders raced each other to the South Pole. As the first major scientific research expeditions in Antarctica, these early Victorian-era explorers laid the foundation for our modern understanding of the White Continent, its glacial history, and the future of its all-important ice cap. 1772. Yves Joseph Kerguelen sights Desolation Island in the sub-Antarctic waters of the Indian Ocean. 1773. James Cook makes the first crossing of the Antarctic Circle. He turns back upon reaching the ice pack at 67 degrees 15 minutes south. 1774. Cook achieves a record southing of 71 degrees 10 minutes off the coast of West Antarctica. 1820. Gottlieb von Bellingshausen, leading a Russian-financed expedition, sails within 20 miles of the Fimbul ice shelf, the first recorded sighting of the Antarctic continent. 1823, James Weddell, sailing poleward from the Atlantic South Shetland Islands, makes a new record southing of 74 degrees 15 minutes. 1832, Samuel Enderby, the whaling magnate, finances an expedition led by John Biscoe, who makes sighting of the northern Antarctic Peninsula, now called Graham Land. 1836. The United States Congress approves funding for a large-scale exploring expedition to include a mission of discovery to the South Pole. 1837. January. Pacific explorer Dumont d'Urville proposes a third southern voyage to King Louis-Philippe of France. An Antarctic campaign is included in his orders. September. The French ships Astrolabe and Zélé sail from Toulon. 1838. January. D'Urville's first Antarctic campaign in the Weddell Sea is thwarted by pack ice. August. The United States exploring expedition, commanded by Charles Wilkes, leaves Norfolk, Virginia. 1839, February. The British Prime Minister, Lord Melbourne, approves a British Antarctic expedition, to be commanded by James Clark Ross. Sealer John Balleny, sailing south of Tasmania, glimpses the East Antarctic coast at 65 degrees south. March. The U.S. exploring expedition mounts its first Antarctic campaign. The schooner Flying Fish nears Cook's record southing in West Antarctica. September. The British polar ships Erebus and Terror set sail from Margate. December. The Wilkes expedition departs Sydney for the Antarctic. D'Urville's ships sail southward from Hobart. 1840. January. The American and French expeditions, which briefly encounter each other, explore the East Antarctic coast. The French make landfall and raise the tricolour flag. Wilkes charts 1,500 miles of coast. March. British Antarctic expedition explores Kerguelen Island. November. The Astrolabe and Zélé arrive back in France. Ross sails towards the pole from Hobart. December. President Van Buren announces the American discovery of Antarctica in his State of the Union address.